Train Company started in La Crosse 100 years ago as a family business and has grown into a global heating and cooling manufacturer. In La Crosse, employees design new products and manufacture chillers for air conditioners in large office buildings and arenas, including the Burj Tower in Dubai, the world's tallest building. Train employs more than 1,800 people in La Crosse, and the city wants to keep it that way. Last year, Train approached the city about financial help to update its plant. La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot says a private public plan is in the works and will include TIFs, tax increment financing districts.
This project has some great potential to not only, you know, keep the jobs here in La Crosse, but then also hopefully to add jobs. You know, in this day and age, adding manufacturing jobs is not something that happens in a lot of places, so we're pretty fortunate to even be in the consideration.
Randy Newton is the vice president of engineering for Train's parent company. He says there's fierce global competition for jobs like those in La Crosse.
I think that La Crosse is just responding the way that that they feel is necessary by, you know, stepping up and saying, hey, we value the workforce that we have in La Crosse. We value what you do for the community, and we'd like to keep you here.
Newton says with population growth, climate change, and evolving energy efficiency standards, more and newer cooling technologies will keep La Crosse's train plant relevant for years to come. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.